This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you, Reb Gordon, Reb Gershon Avram, Ben. Here. Reb Gedalia Avram, Ben Gershon, Halevi for picking up the bagels. Thank you very much. Tonight is a big night in our shul. If everybody could please show your support and come to our campaign rally. Whatever you could do, even just your presence, gives us tremendous chizuk. So if you're listening to the shir and you want to show support to our shul and you want to come, please come and show your support. We'd really appreciate it. We're now learning Siman Hei in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Hei is one of the shortest simanim in Shulchan Aruch. And Siman Hei speaks about the kavana one should have by brachais. The Sefer Chassidim brings the story of somebody who appeared in a dream, and he said that in the next world, he's not having an easy time. So the person who was dreaming said, well, what's the issue? He said, because when I made brachos, I wasn't really focused on the meaning of the words. So brachos are an important part of Avodas Hashem. The Rambam says, brachos shows Yira Shamayim. It's interesting, we learn out 100 brachos a day from the Pasuk, Ma Hashem doyresh mimcha kiyim liyira al tikri ma elameya. So, kiyim liyira, how do we show yira shamayim? Through the brachos that we make. The Arizal says that the Ruach HaKodesh that he achieved was through Kavana by Birchas HaNehenen specifically. So let's see some of the halachos of the proper recitation of a bracha. Simen Hey, Yechavin v'brachos perash hamilos. You should have kavana when you make a bracha, the meaning of the words. V'lo yizroik bracha mipiv. You should not just throw a bracha out of your mouth. Eli yivarech benachas. You should make it slowly. Benachas doesn't mean gently here, it means slowly. Now, the main part of a bracha is the words baruch, Ata, Hashem, Eloikeinu, Melech, Ha'olam. Sometimes they go, what are they even saying? Don't go, don't pray there. You can't pray there. The words have to be said clearly, slowly. Beis, Yichavin be'ishem mevarach berachas anenen, oi berachas hamitzvois, lahoidois l'bayrai. Whenever you make a bracha on a hana, you eat food, you're eating a bagel, you're eating bread, you're eating matzah, you're eating pizza, you're eating chicken, whatever it is, oy berachas hamitzvah, you make a bracha on talis, you make a bracha on tefillin, you make a bracha on a lulav, you have to thank Hashem, lahoidos labayroi, to thank Hashem, asher hifli chasdoi imai, that He acted wondrous with you, v'nasan lai halachem, and He gave you bread. Somebody in Ohio had to wake up at 3 a.m. to cut the wheat so that you could eat a bagel. Somebody had to think of the idea that if you cut wheat and you put in a fire, you could make a bagel. Or oy haperos, or Hashem gave you the fruit, lehanos mehem, to have benefit from it. Or vitzivo ala mitzvahs, or Hashem commanded you for a mitzvah. Don't make a bracha that you're just doing a minhag. What's a minhag? Minhag is an empty practice you just do because, I don't know, my father did that. Don't just say words without thinking about them. So you say, what's the big deal? It makes Hashem extremely angry. It makes Hashem very angry. Somebody just... First of all, every single word was mispronounced. Every single word. It's not Baruch, it's Baruch. It's not Ata, it's Ata. It's not Adoishem, it's Adoishem. It's not Melech, it's Melech. Shehakoyel, not Shehakoyel. There is no word Shehakoyel. Shehakoyel. Niyeh, Bidvaray. So, at least to say the words slow enough that you're actually saying the words. Va'ayin shay gadol. There's big punishment for it. We live in a generation, we don't like to talk about punishment. People get very uptight. People get very uncomfortable. Just love them. Of course, we could just love you, but you have to know the truth. The truth is that there's accountability. And one of the things a person has to think about is there's accountability for the way a person makes brachas. Okay, so now, halacha gimel. This is the ikar, what we have to focus on. Kishayazkir Hashem. What do you have in mind when you say Hashem's name? Because we know we do not pronounce Hashem's name. We don't pronounce it. It says yud, and then hey, and then vav, and then a hey. But we don't read it that way. We read it adnos, adai, and then noi. So which one should you think about? Should you think about the word that you read, or should you think about the way it's spelled? Okay, so this is very important to know. It's actually going to be more chamor for Svardim. The Maran Bet Yosef writes in the Shulchan Aruch, you need to think both. Shulchan Aruch says you must think both. Kishayazkir Hashem, when you say Hashem's name, Yechavein Perosh Kriyasai. You should think about the meaning of the way it's read. It's read Adoy and then Noi, which means Shehu Adoyin Koil. He's the master of everything. So the first kavana to have when you say Hashem's name is that Hashem is Adoyin Koil. He's the master of everything. And Uperosh Ksivasai. And you should have in mind the meaning of the writing of Hashem's name. That is Shehoya V'hoiveh V'yeh. That Hashem was, is, and will be. Is there a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph here somewhere? The one should have in mind both the meaning of the way it's read and the way it's spelled. Okay, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. No. In English, it just says A-D-O-N-O-I. What is that?
Master of the universe present.
It says that? It doesn't say that in the Chumash. It doesn't say that in a translation. There's no English translation that says, in the Art Scroll Siddur, by Hashem's name, it just says A-D-O-N-O-I.
Art Scrolls are wrong. I don't know.
You should think, Adoin Kyle, or in English, master of everything, and then Haya Hayvaviyah, was, is, and will be.
Why is
it wasn't a
that?
It's not.
Blessed are you, Lord of the universe, who created bread from the earth.
You mean to say the words or to think?
Say it in the bracha.
Oh, you mean to say it in English? There's a halacha, you're supposed to say it in Hebrew. You're supposed to say it in Hebrew, because the Hebrew has more of a pu'ula and all the ilamas. Yeah, l'chachir is supposed to say it in Hebrew. And if you understand Hebrew, you're not allowed to say it in any other language. But if you speak another language, you should, in your mind, think about the meaning of the words. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, the first kavana is the way it's read. Shu Adoin Koil. And additionally, you should be mechavein the way it's spelled. Okay? So that means the ideal way to make any bracha, you're making Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Nasan Lasach Vivina. Every time you say Hashem's name, you should think Adoin Koil, Haya Haivavia. Shalaya Saniga, you should think Adoin Koil, Haya Haivavia. Pekeach Ivrim, Adoin Koil, Haya Haivavia. Malbish Arum, every bracha. Baruch Aleinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Adoin Koil, Haya Haivavia. Mavarech Hashanim. Every time you say the name of Hashem. By the way, this is not a chumrah, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. So you have these Siddurim, especially the Sephardic Siddurim, they have, by every name of Hashem, Adoin Koil, Haya Haivavia. Does the Masuk Mivash have it? Yeah. By the Masuk, although they put Haya Haivavia before Adoin Koil. Why? I don't know. That's another reason why you should get the Siddur Masuk Midrash. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. It has nothing to do with Kriya Shema, it has nothing to do with any specific time. Every single time you say Hashem's name. But what if it's spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yod? Sometimes you have Hashem's name spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. Then all you need to think is Shehu Adoin Koil. He's the master of everything. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Gra. That's lenient. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky has an even more lenient interpretation of the Gra. The Gra says, Me'ikra Hadin, you only have to have this Kavana by Kriya Shema. Okay? Ubebir Agra Kasav, Dilfi Oimek Hadin, Ein Sarch Lechavin, Ella Pirush Kriyasai. All you need to think is Adoin Kol. God is the master of everything. That's all you need to think. Dibachamakim Holchim Achar Hakriya. Except for Kriya Shema, there you must think Adoin Koil and Hoya Hoivaviya. So I was never sure about this Gra. When the Gra says that by Kriya Shema you need to have both Kavanas, is it for the whole Shema? Because the words only by Kriya Shema imply the whole Shema. Reb Chaim Kanievsky adds in the Shaina Halachas, I never saw this before, but Pasuk Rishain. The Gra is only makbid, not only by Shema, but on the first pasuk. Tzach lechavein gam perish ksivasai. You need to mechavein even the meaning of it in writing. Okay, so meikar hadin. If your mind can only think adoin koil haya hayva viya twice a day, save it for Kriya Shema shel shachris and arvis.
In Shema, but the first two Hashems correspond to the first two Aser Sadibros.
Okay. Oh, in the Aser Sadibros, right?
Maybe that's why the dafka there. You need the kavana of both.
Maybe. It's probably connected to being makabel oil malchus shamayim. So you have to know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But that's the Gra. The Gra says that only for the first pasuk of Shema. Rav Moshe has an even bigger leniency. If you have the sheet, this is in Igros Moshe Archayim, Simen Hei. Chelek Hei, Simen Hei. Rav Moshe says, what if, you know, the women back, you're saying that, let's say a woman doesn't think, I don't call Hoya Hoya Vaviyah, she's not Yotze Kriya Shema. So Rav Moshe says, look at this. Let's say you didn't have this in mind. You know what the person thought when he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem? Gut! The Lord! What does that mean? You ask the person, Hashem is Hashem. Hashem. He wasn't thinking he's the master of everything. He wasn't thinking was, is, and will be. Yoda v'neskavim b'tev Hashem Hashem Yisbarach. Duhu al targum Yiddish shakol Yisrael ha'ashkenazim dibru meos b'shanim b'safazu b'shem Gott. In Yiddish, that the Ashkenazim spoke for hundreds of years, it's G-O-D. Yotze b'zeh, says Amosha Yotze even b'zeh. You're Yotze. You didn't fulfill what the Shulchan Aruch says. You didn't fulfill what the Gra said. But it's not ne'akev b'diyavet. Why? Now, here's the thing. If you look in the Yiddish Sidurim, Avshe in Chilik bein Targum Shem Havaya v'Targum Shem Adnos v'Targum Shem Elokim. In the Yiddish translation, they don't differentiate at all. Not between Adnos, Havaya, Elokim. Sha'al kol Hashem is v'Targum Rab Hashem Got. Every name of Hashem. Tzavakos, Shakai. It's all Gimel Aleph Tes. Yatsa. Why? What's the proof? Okay, the Chazinam b'Sidurei Karben Mincha. Will you look in the old time Karban Mincha Siddur? Shenetargamu be. I don't know what that stands for. Avur Nashi, Dolevino Lashana Kodesh.
Ibertech.
The what?
Ibertech.
Ibertech, yeah?
The Ibertech.
Ibertech. Into the vernacular. Okay. Thank you. For women that don't understand Lashon Kodesh, Shetirgamu Pasuk Rishon the Kriya Shema, here's how they attach the first Pasuk of Shema. Herzu Yisrael. I wonder why they don't say Herzu Yidin. Gott unser Gott erez ein einziger Gott. You know, Hashem Elokeinu, they attach Gott unser Gott. No difference between Havaya, no difference between Elokeinu. It's all Gimel Aleph Tes. And they're Yotzei. All the great achronim saw the siddur. They never said, what's going on? Now this puts a big onus on the Rabbanim to look at what's going on in our scroll. Because what's going to be in 300 years if, you know, somebody has a shayla in halacha and they say for hundreds of years the rabbi saw our scroll and nobody ever said anything. Okay, that, at least, you know, over here, we... okay. Va'af shalei netargim gamash etzorach leskabin shu yochid lamalu ulamatu v'dal ruchas ha'olam. Oh, says Ramesh, another thing. We know that it's brought, we'll see later on, when you say achad, you should think Hashem is one in the four corners of the world. Doesn't say that in the Karban Mincha Seder. Why? Because if you don't think that, you're still a kosher yid. Nir shazel b'chlau shetirgim al tevas Hashem achad. Er is ein, ein sigur gat. One God. One God means one everywhere. V'loi tirgimu b'kitzer, God is einer. Why don't they just say God is einer? Sh'azo yishach l'tas l'amir sh'rak lanu hu einer. If it would just say God is einer, we would think only for us God is one. Ulkach tirgimu l'amir ba'arichas. Er is ein, ein sigar. Sh'muvan l'chol, sh'mashu sh'leka acher klau b'shum makam l'almad l'almad v'alei b'chod aru ruch sa'ilam. Incorporated is in the words of Er is ein einziger Gott, is God is one everywhere. V'yoysa ha'yanicha lo'hoysif ba'atagim de'ibertaych, Er is ein einziger Gott, oich oibin un ontin, oich in alle zeiten von der Welt. Rabbi Nachman, what does that mean exactly? Is a God oich oibin, what's oibin? Up.
Lamala.
Ontin, lamata, oich in alle Seiten, all the sides from their Welt. The Meyachesh, the Kavanah Zuli, Kuvaloi, Hayu Kedai Lahakel. Must be it's not Ma'akev. So these are all, it's definitely ideal, but it's not Ma'akev. I mean, it's enough, if somebody asks you, right? If somebody is becoming religious, and they want to know, how do I say Shema? Tell them in English. Hear, O Israel. God is our God. He's one everywhere. You know, you don't have to get into the four corners and the seven rakiyim, and you don't have to get into haya hayveviyah adoin koil. You don't have to get into the difference between havaya and elokim. In other words, if you have a simple Jew, is it sufficient just to think, "Hear, O Israel, God is our God. God is one everywhere." That you're yotzei. Better than that would be to fulfill the gra. Namely, to think that when you say Hashem, Adoin Koel Hayahay Vaviyya, now what should one think when they say Eloikeinu? Eloikeinu has a different kavana, halacha dalet. Ukshayazkir Eloikim, once you have the following kavana, Yichavein Shehu Takif. Eloikim means powerful. Bal Hayichoylas, he has capability. Ubal HaKoychus Kulam, he's the master of all forces. Now, Hashem Hanichbod Vahanoira, the honorable and awesome name of God, Dehainu Shem Yud Ke, Asur L'Kroisa Kechzava, you cannot read it the way it's written. Vehahoyges Hashem Ba'Oisi Oisav, one who pronounces Hashem's name the way it's written, Ein Loi Chelak L'Oilam Haba. Elot Sarach L'Kroisa Ke'ilu Hayakasav Be'Alef Dalad. You need to read it as if it was written Alef Dalad. V'gam b'nekudos aleph dalet. You don't read the nekudos of Havaya, which are whatever they are. By the way, is one allowed to say Havaya in his thoughts? Is one allowed to picture the Havaya? Yeah, we know that. Rizal says Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid means that you should always picture the Shem Havaya. What should the nekudos be? Yira. Chirik under the yud, shva under the hay, kamatz under the vav. That's the Mishnah Berurah, the very first page of Mishnah Berurah that he brings from the Arizal, that v'kasa b'shem hari sheyitzayer shem havaya tamed neged enav benikud yira, with a chirik under the yud, a shva under the hay, a kamatz under the vav, and the hay without. This is the secret of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, and it's a big segula for Yira. So you're walking down the street, after you finish thanking Hashem for the air, and you finish thanking Hashem for the sun, and you're walking down the street, you could picture Yud with a Chirik, Hey with a Shva, Vav with a Kamatz, and a Hey. Okay, so So you, but you're not to pronounce it the way it's written. The aleph has a chataf patach, a patach with a shva. V'loyel bepatach levadai, not a plain patach. Oy b'shva, it's not ida levadai. V'hadalad b'choylam, the dalad is a choylam. A, and then doi or do, however you pronounce it. V'hanun b'chamat, na. V'yad gish hayud, enunciate the yud she tehei nikaras yafe, that it's recognized well. V'tam hanegina milra. It's not baruch ata adoy, and then it's not adoymoy. It's not adoymoy. It's adoymoy. Right? Yeah, I'm not pronouncing the. I'm saying moy instead of. But it's not adoymoy. It's adoymoy. You have to say it correctly. Somebody want to tell what's the difference between whether you say adoymoy or adoymoy? No, there's no difference. One is right and one is wrong. That's the only difference. Okay. I want to just tell you one lumdus. The Rambam talks about the avera of Megadif. Megadif is someone who curses Hashem's name. Says the Rambam, if you're Megadif Hashem's name, what's the Isser? The Isser is to be noikev the Shem Hashem, pronounce the name of Hashem, and then to curse it with one of the seven names she'enam nimchakim. In other words, you have to do two things. Cursing to chas v'shalom, violate cursing Hashem's name, we call it mevarech. You have to pronounce the shame, and then curse it with a different name, but when you curse it, chas v'shalom, it doesn't have to be with the shame havaya, it could be with any of the sheva shemais. The Rambam wants to know, do you have to be noikev the shame havaya? Or is it enough if you even say Aleph Dal Nun Yud and then are mekalel it with one of the Sheva Shemais? The Rambam brings two opinions, right? Because it says V'noikev Shem Hashem Yumas. So the Rambam is mesupik. It's somewhat rare for the Rambam to bring down two deis. The Rambam says that. I thought I brought it. The Rambam says that. In order to be chayiv for Hashem's name, you have to pronounce. In order to be chayiv for Hashem's name, you have to say the shame, the noikev Hashem. And the Rambam brings down two opinions: whether it has to be the shame havaya, or if it's enough to be the aleph dalet nun yod. So the Brisker Rav wants to know what's the suffix of the Rambam. Very interesting. When you, let's say you're reading the Sefer Torah and you say Hashem's name. And you see in the Torah, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we don't read that, we read Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Is that a Kriik Siv? We know there are many Kriik Sivs in the Torah. Kriik Siv means one word is written, and you read it differently. That's a Kriik Siv. Kriik Siv is one word is written, but you read it differently. You read it like a different word. Is Hashem's name a Kriik Siv? Says the Brisker Rav, no, it's not a Kriik Siv. It's not that Yud and then Hey and then Vav and Hey are written, but we read it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. We read a different word. It's Hashem says Zeh Shemi LaOlam VeZeh Zichri. This is my hidden name, Shem Havaya. That name is Nizkar. It's read Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. In other words, it's not a Kriik Siv. Kriik Siv is when one word appears and you read a different word. Hashem's name is not a Kriik Siv. The way you pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Not Kriik Siv. That's how you pronounce those letters. Mamela, if that's how you pronounce it, even if somebody were to say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Chas V'Shalom, and then curse it, that's called being Noikev Shem Hashem. That's the Shem Havaya. The Brisker Rav says everybody agrees that the only time you're over on Mekalel is if you're Mekalel the Shem Havaya. But because it's not a Kriik Siv, that is the Shem Havaya. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the way the Shem Havaya is read, not Kriik Siv. That's how you pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay. Now, Im Echad Mesaper Chasei Hashem, last halacha. Somebody is saying over the chesed of Hashem. Hashem is so kind. He gives us air every moment. And he starts off, umaschila, he starts his story. Mazkir Hashem, he starts by saying Hashem's name. So he starts off, he wants to thank Hashem. So he says Hashem's name, and then he's going to finish the story. You're now to interrupt him. He might not finish the story. So he said Hashem's name in for not. But if somebody want to curse someone, and he said Hashem's name, mitzvah lahafsikai, it's a mitzvah to stop him. Because let him cut his losses. He said Hashem's name, but then he's going to continue on and curse. Let him cut his losses, shala yigmar, so he doesn't finish the job. You know, there's an issue about shalom. It's Hashem's name. You know, in Sefer Rus, Boaz tells the Koitzrim, Hashem imachem. And the Koitzrim say back what? Yivarecha Hashem. So the Gemara is a shayla, are you allowed to say Lashem oila? Or not? Oila Lashem. Because we're afraid, the Gemara says, if you say Lashem oila, the person might Hashem die on the spot. He would have said Hashem's name for naught. So don't say Lashem oila, instead say oila Lashem. So the question is, how is Boaz allowed to say Hashem imachem, but maybe after he said Hashem, he may have died, chas v'shalom. So like you're not allowed to say Lashem oila, how is he allowed to say Hashem imachem? So Chassam Sofer says, because he was being mekayim, the great mitzvah of, he was makdim shalom. So since he was makdim shalom, he was protected. That greeting somebody is considered a very great mitzvah. So therefore, he had the protection. He was allowed to start off by saying Hashem Imachem, but they were just responding in kind, so they couldn't say back Hashem Imachem, so they had to say Yivarechecha Hashem. Here, Rabbi Say, have a great day. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.